Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ask Rosebud Show. So Rosebud just contacted me and let me know that he's having a little bit of technical difficulties right now, so he's getting them together right now. So for real quick, I'm going to hold it down for until he gets on the line.
All right, man, I got it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know it, man. Technical difficulties, always jumping off. I don't know why this motherfucking, I wasn't able to use my computer phone, so I had to call in. But any damn way, we ready to roll. Look, I hope you guys really understand that the genuine shit that I be bringing to you is really from the goodness of my heart, because I doggone come every Sunday and just drop bombs. You know, I only ask for support, you know, but, you know, from your in the form of helping my show by asking questions. That's the only doggone support I ask for. Ask some goddamn questions. Now, I don't really get a lot of questions, but when I do get them, they be cool. So put it in your mind to support this show. You know, I got a hell of shit. I got novels, I got confidence courses, I got audio books, all that selling to the general public. From you, just support the show with the questions. Now, really, I can only make a few educated suggestions about the life, the lifestyle that we're chasing. And, you know, the sooner you realize that, you know, I didn't took all the elements of my attraction to women, and I didn't made it to where you can harness it. Now, it's up to you to harness it. I mean, I ain't going to twist your arm about, you know, what you're going to do. But what I am explaining to you is that I've doggone put this stuff in layman terms, and I come on every Sunday, and we can kick it about whatever you don't understand. And if that's the case, what I'm not really understanding is why I don't have a show that's lit up with doggone questions every Sunday. I really want that. But, you know, I guess you guys just want to listen and listen and listen, and then, you know, maybe somebody will have a question. But that just is starting to rub me the wrong way, because that means maybe one or two people actually understanding what's going on. When, you know, I can show you how to do what I'm talking about, but I really can't do it for you. I can give you information on how to walk, how to talk, and how to catch. But it's really better if you have personal situations that you fucking understand from experience. The best teacher is experience. You know, scenarios I bring up, they're okay to listen to, but who's going to give me advice on them? So everybody understands, without knowing they understand it, that I'm not the one that need advice. So what good is my scenarios going to do you? My scenarios ain't going to do nothing but entertain you. Your scenarios, on the other hand, is going to bring up some stuff that needs some sort of direction on. And once we get to talking about it, hell, a motherfucker's going to have that same situation going on, even though they do whatever to bring it or bring it up. But once, let's say, you start talking, it's like the crack in the dam. And it should overflow at that point with questions. But it ain't no big deal. I'm going to get on, you know, with the show. I was actually complaining. And, you know, fuck. I got all this stuff that I could sell if I wanted to, you know, to promote that shit. But that's not what I do with this show. I promote you, you know, and promoting you allows you to understand the different kind of feelings involved in living off of your mind's flow of thoughts. Shoot, man, that's not really something easily done. 412, what's up?
Hey, Professor, how you doing, man?
All right, what's happening?
Ain't nothing. This is Charles. I was talking to my brother earlier, man, and we was kicking it about something that we was calling Thank You Kiss My Ass. And Thank You Kiss My Ass, he was describing how, you know, his significant other, the young lady, was acting, like where he do something for, you know, might take her somewhere, might bring something to the house, and she'd say thank you or whatever. But soon after that, you know, that kiss my ass type attitude come out like it ain't shit. And my wife does the exact same thing.
Let me see if I'm understanding what you're saying. You saying, like today, Mother's Day. Not that it happened today, but, you know, I'm just using today. You saying, like, you might do something you think you did not necessarily went out your way to do, but you did it for her. And
correct.
When you come with it, she's appreciative. But, you know, she's appreciative while she's talking, but the next moment she's very unappreciative, almost like you didn't do shit. Kiss my ass.
Like,
is that what you're saying?
Like, exactly. Like it ain't worth a goddamn thing. Like,
well,
you know,
let
like,
me
like,
ask you this, and did you ask your brother this? Why do you do that shit?
Well, I mean, it was our opinion that...
No. I ain't talking about why do you say that shit. What I'm saying is, why do you go get whatever you go get for your significant other, knowing she's going to appreciate it because you got it for her, but the next minute she's going to say, fuck you, kiss her ass. Why do you go get shit?
Because we made it up in our mind that it's like the right shit to do, to be taking care of, you know, your family, your woman, you know, your wife.
Bro,
like,
bro, listen, it is the right thing for you to do, to take care of your wife and your family. Isn't it the right thing for her to do, too? Take care of her husband and her family?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, well, you're the only one living up to that. I don't understand that.
Yeah,
what I'm saying
point.
Is, why can't you go get a gift and wrap it up, and when she open it up, ain't nothing in the box but a note. Hey, you know, you don't never appreciate what I do for you, you know, after I did it. You know, you might like it and say thank you, but the next moment you're looking at me like I'm the devil. So I'll just give you a note. So when you look at me like I'm the devil, I know why you did it. I'm saying you could do a whole bunch of things and still accept that bullshit.
Right. Well, since I enrolled in SWU, I've stopped doing those type of things. I pulled back from that and started demanding more. But, I mean, I'm not seeing the results of it, but he's still going.
Well, listen. Real motherfuckers don't demand shit. They command it. A command is different than a demand. If the bitch don't think shit of you, how the fuck she gonna listen to what you demanding? So you gotta make her see the motherfucker she fucking with is worth whatever he's asking or stating he wanna do. Right. Otherwise, if I need my slippers brought here to me, she gonna do it. It ain't gonna feel shit. Period. And until
right.
it's like that, I'm not finna do what I know I could be doing for you. Period.
Right.
It's tit for tat. You know, and I ain't doggone finna, you know, go overboard until I'm fucking with somebody I should go overboard for. It's
right.
like, here, your wife talk all that goddamn shit. She do whatever you call disrespectful, whatever, and y'all on a cruise, and she fall in the water. Now, of course, you going to scream out for the lifeguard or whoever, but it ain't like you finna jump off that goddamn tall-ass ship into the water to save her.
Hell no.
I'm saying, see, that's what I'm saying is this. When it's right, you ain't thinking twice.
Right.
You jumping off that motherfucker damn near catch him like Superman before she hit the water. But
right.
when you got to think about it. Huh?
No, and that's been my thoughts on it, and my thoughts on it since getting into SWU. It's like, you know, fair exchange ain't no robbery. If you ain't doing what, it's not a one-way street. So
I don't get is why you didn't lace your brother.
Oh, I told him to stop doing it. I just couldn't explain the thought process behind it from the other party. He wanted me to tell him why the girl was acting like that. And he figured I knew because I quit doing it, and my wife acted the same goddamn way. And
listen, man. Action is one thing. But what I'm saying is here you have a rock for a woman. Her brain is clouded. She's a rock. So what I'm saying is you didn't made your changes, and because you made them, you expect a rock to recognize them?
No, rock ain't going to change. It's going to stay what it is.
A rock ain't going to recognize it. What I'm saying is wake that motherfucker's eyes up. When you making these changes, you got to let her see. Look, baby, and you explain what's up. But you guys don't do that because it's going to cause a problem and it might be a rift in your relationship, and then you got to separate. But you already separated.
Already.
You and the motherfucking woman that you got to go through this with is already separated. It's just not a physical separation. What I'm saying is the kind of separation y'all having is going to make y'all hate each other when you end up splitting. Whereas when you see shit going wrong and you explaining to that motherfucker how you trying to correct it and you showing and pointing out the different things you're doing to reinforce the fact that you are trying to correct it and it don't correct, you ain't going to have no guilties when you leave. You ain't going to handle, you done did what you supposed to do. And
right,
what I'm saying is, baby going to say, you this, you that. And then you're going to remind her, hey, look, you remember I did this. I was trying to tell you while I was doing it. Now, what I'm saying is, I don't think it'll come to the end result of you having to leave. I think your woman will start respecting your ass because she going to see where she ain't respecting you and you can go get another bitch. Why y'all don't show them motherfuckers that? I don't get it, man. You know, you sit up because you married. This motherfucker supposed to run you over? No, man. That's why I've been married 4 times. I think maybe 5. But anyway, the first 2 or 3 marriages didn't even last 2 years. I'm talking about combined. Because, you know, they be one way when you fucking with them, and then they become another way, you know, when you marry to them. And what I'm saying is I pointed out, look, you was like this, woo-woo. What you don't understand about me, I will leave all this motherfucking shit. I'll leave my clothes. The only thing I ain't leaving is my dog. I don't give a fuck about none of this material bullshit. And them bitches didn't believe it. And they found out, because they all got 3 wardrobes. Well, they got one bitch got the house, got the cars, all that bullshit. Bitch, I don't give a fuck about that shit. That's material shit. That shit didn't buy me. I bought it. So I'll just buy some more. And that's what I do. That's what I did when I came up here to Vegas. I don't give a fuck about, I mean, I love you, bitch. You know, if you're going to be proper, I'm going to be everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to pay all the bills. I'm going to do everything. But when it ain't right, and I'm telling you it ain't right, and you still making it ain't right, fuck you like you said, fuck me. I ain't having my daughter in that bullshit, and I'm really not finna accept it from me. Shit. I catch me another bitch. That's what my, every bitch I fuck with, no. That's my motherfucking mentality. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do, baby. But if it ain't cool with me, I'm finna get me another bitch. And you can go on to keep doing that shit. I ain't finna make you do nothing. That's me. That's where I'm coming from. That's where you want to be coming from, Charles. You got to understand that shit. A motherfucking ignorant motherfucker is ignorant for one reason, because they don't use their mind. So why would they suddenly start using their mind because you start using yours? They not going to do it.
Yeah,
they not going to do it, man. And if you, you know, try to be the way you learning to be with a motherfucker that can't recognize it, then all you doing is bumping your head up against the wall. Now, to stop bumping your head up against the wall, you would see, okay, this motherfucker ain't recognizing it. So now, should I be here? Oh, I got kids, we married, we got history. Now I'm going to start pointing the shit out because I think I should be here. Look, I've been doing this like this, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? It's getting to the point where nothing is changing, you know, the way you coming at me and shit. So maybe it's time. Time for what? Time for me to get my black ass out and catch another motherfucking bitch. Maybe you don't say it like that because you're talking to your wife. But, you know, you could bring it to where it's a little smoother. But your mentality is what I just said. Yeah, it's really time for me to get out, catch another fucking bitch. Because what I'm saying, you might be saying, well, baby, I think that, you know, me doing or going and living, whatever you say, somewhere else and letting you go ahead with what you're doing is the best solution if it's going to stay like this. Because, you know, you're making me want to go off. But in your mind, you're saying, fuck you, bitch. If you don't want to, you know what I'm saying, man? You got to be right. Able to think this one this way and bring it, you know, the way presentable for the situation. But what I'm saying to you, what I'm saying to you, though, is that you cannot give your all and get the least or the minimum from who you giving your all to. You got to give your all to somebody that gives you their all. And their all may be little tiny shit compared to your all. But as long as they doing it, shit, they doing everything you doing. You might be paying the bills. You might be handling this, handling that. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And all she doing is say, you need anything, baby? And that might be all you really need. You know, her to make sure she looking out for you. Hey, look, I got it. I got this, you know, and do you want that? Talking about what you want to eat. Now, that's little bitty shit compared to you spending thousands of dollars every month. But it's not. Without that little bitty shit, you wouldn't be you. So
yeah,
she's
you explained,
important. Huh?
You explained it. I said you explained it before. You said pick which one you would want, the woman who got $100,000 and she going to give you $50,000, or the woman who got $2,000 and she going to give it all. She gonna give it all to you. The one who gave you the $2,000 is the better choice. That's the one you fuck with.
Exactly, man, because you ain't got no price. See, a lot of motherfuckers don't understand what you just said. And they would overhear it and then say, fuck, man, I'm getting 50 racks. Now, if that's the case, that's the case. But a real motherfucker, bitch, you can't buy me. I ain't got no price on my head. Break yourself or keep your fucking money. I ain't trying to get part of your ass. Because if the bitch can give you $50,000, you better believe she got way more than that $100,000, and her motherfucking ass is going to handle you because she didn't bought you. That's what they do. They spend the money, and then since they didn't bought you, they disrespect you. And what I'm saying is until they realize, okay, bitch, you disrespected me, but I'm gone. Until they realize that, they ain't gonna never be fucked up. Because my wife that I, well, man, I ain't just level, it's been some years now, three or something, I don't know how many years. But anyway, well, I'm saying she didn't believe me. Big house, four-bedroom house, two bathrooms, two-and-a-half bathrooms, big backyard, corner lot, all that motherfucking shit. You know, what was that, $2,300 a nigga got a pair a month, just a mortgage and shit, plus the fucking bills, you know. And the bitch, you know, I got all my shit there. The bitch telling me, you know, her fucking kids grown, not my kids, you know, grown is just being disrespectful. 786, I see them and get you in a minute. They being disrespectful. I told that bitch, listen, either them motherfuckers can't come here when I'm here, or I'm leaving. She said, are you always be going, you know, to the extremes, woo, 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 that kind of shit. I said, I'm going to tell you this again, and then, you know, and I told her, I'm going to leave next time when them motherfuckers say something crazy to me. So one of them motherfuckers told me he'd do harm to me. So I went outside, got my motherfucking Rottweiler, and had my motherfucking Rottie sit next to me, and I said, look, nigga, you can do some harm to me if I let you do harm to me, but I'm finna take my dog and my shit and fuck you and your mama, man. And I came to Las Vegas. Didn't even know where I was going to be. Didn't even know where I was going to stay. But I sure in the fuck can't fuck you. And I'm here now with my shit straight, in order, making money, doing my thing. Because I'm not finna be tied up with no motherfucker that ain't really trying to be tied up with me. I ain't being tied up with you if you don't want to be tied up with me. I don't give a fuck what promise I made. Period. The only thing, if I'm married and we got kids, the only thing I'm doing is standing up for my kids. I'm taking care of whatever my responsibility is. But about you, baby, you know. And you know why I'm like that? Because I'm not a nigga that only had five or six women in my life. Like the average person. The average person had a girlfriend, you know, in a maybe junior high school. And then he might have got serious one when he started high school. And the most of them motherfuckers go with that bitch until they go to off to college. And then the one they meet after that, they marry. That's only four bitches in a whole lifetime. Man, I done had thousands of motherfucking women. And I done got quit. Let's say I had 3,000 women. I done got quit 3,000 times. Man, I could give a fuck what one of them motherfucking bitches do. Shit. I only care if you're doing what I want you to do. Why? Because I had 2,999 times to see a bitch gonna do what the fuck she wanna do, when she wanna do it, unless she about you. And if she about you, she ain't gonna do none of that shit she could do. She gonna be able to be around all that negative influence, and she ain't gonna do none of it because she about you. That way, you can be about her. And that's the way you gotta look at it, and that's the way you gotta do it. Hold on, Charles. I'm sorry, 786, what's up, bro?
Yo, what's up, man? You hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Hey, man. I missed the last show, man. I want to ask Tay a question, but let me go ahead and run about you though, man. Hey,
all right.
When you was pimping, right? When you was in the game, right? You were pimping on a bitch from out of state, and let's just say the bitch got her own place. She already got her shit together, but you know she still wants you to pimp on her. You know what I'm saying? And she going out there every night. You know what I'm saying? When she sent you that trap through the Western Union, did you break her for all the money, or did you just, you know what I'm saying? She gave you whatever, and then, you know what I'm saying, the rest had to go towards bills, up bills and all that.
I don't really know how you're doing it, bro, but let me tell you how you do that kind of shit. The bitch is established. She already got some shit that she got to take care of because you don't want the bitch losing shit because she's fucking with you. So you had a bitch send you some traps because let's say it's the first of the month. The bitch, all these bills are due. Look, bitch, take care of all your shit. By the third, start hitting me. Now, you tell her that because you ain't caring about her shit. You making her not want to try to make sure you don't fuck over her. You making her not even think about that kind of shit. So she takes care of all her bills, and then she hits you. Bitch say she got $2,000, and she hits you with the $2,000. And you ask the bitch, you got food and shit in the house? Well, yeah, I got enough of blah, 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 but the bitch going out tonight. So you say, tomorrow, I want you to get some shit for your house because I'm be coming up there in a minute. So the bitch go out tonight. You tell the bitch tell you she got another $2,500. You tell the bitch, look, I want you to keep $250. I want you to go supply that motherfucking house because tomorrow I'm coming up there. Now, she's sending you that money. Now, tomorrow, you call the bitch and tell her, damn, I got something I'm doing. It might take another day or so. She ain't really caring because she really just want to wait whatever amount of time so she can see you. But what you doing is seeing if this bitch will break herself. You seeing if this bitch will break herself and not bring her responsibilities up. Now, the reason you could do this is because she's paying you two whatever racks every day, and she got to pay her bills, and it adds up to, let's say, $5,000 a month. Man, that's only 2.5 days. You got motherfucking 27 and a half more days to check that goddamn $2,000. So what I'm saying is you don't really care what the bitch doing because it's about numbers. And the only time you don't care is when the numbers show you that the bitch is about you. And when she didn't send that money to you before that month is up, she didn't send you money like 10 days in a row after she didn't pay her bills. Now you got to go up there because you got enough money from the bitch to be able to take her and, you know, spend some of that money on her, showing her some shit, and at the same time sending her ass to work. Let's say you're going to be up there 3 nights. Maybe one of them nights the bitch ain't going to work, but the other two she is. So she could bring her ass home and hand you the money. That way, you establishing what time it is with you, bro. You ain't establishing shit about her. Although, you using all that goddamn shit to establish yourself. That's what game is about, bro. Mm.
Yeah.
Do you see that shit I'm saying?
Yeah, I can dig that.
No, I didn't ask you if you can dig it. Do you see the shit I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. I see what you're saying. It's all
what
about
am I
you,
saying?
You know.
What am I
it's
saying?
All, it's all about you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, man, but the reason I ain't saying shit, ain't that a bitch? What the fuck you mean it's all about you? I am saying that. But what do you mean?
Basically what you're saying is basically you establishing what it is, you know, so it ain't really about her responsibilities. It's about you seeing what you want to see. You know what I mean? You telling her what to, you basically instructed her what to do. You know what I mean? Whether it's, and that's dealing with the numbers. That's dealing with how much she's supposed to send you. Okay, baby, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and give me that $2,000. Take care of the rest with the bills. It's going to take care of the groceries and all that shit.
Okay, but listen, man, what's killing you and what's killing your doggone directness is that word basically. You talking about you're basically doing this, you're basically... No, I ain't basically doing a motherfucking thing. I'm telling that bitch what to do so I can see if this bitch is about me. Because if she about that shit she got, I'm a charger for that goddamn shit. That's why motherfuckers break bitches for shit like that. Because the bitch is about that shit. Talking about she want to fuck with me. No, bitch. You either want to fuck with me because I don't want that shit, and you ain't about that shit. But let me tell you something, if you with me, bitch, and something jump off, and I need to get some kind of loan or whatever, we going to use this motherfucking house. You know, the bitch that ain't about that, she ain't going to even really, go through shit with you. You know what I'm saying? But the one that's about that and say, Daddy, this here for you to use, she'll say it.
Mm.
I didn't have them do it. I didn't have a bitch bring me 31 racks. And I didn't really know she was capable of this shit. Because nobody had this bitch that I knew. And when I got her, you know, the bitch just was getting regular 500, you know, saying she took this, took that. Look, bitch, I told that bitch, look, I don't want you stealing a motherfucking thing. Because I ain't trying to put no theft bail up. Whole cases is $500, bitch, and I got lawyers and motherfucking bondsmen that'll get your ass no matter how many of them you got. So what I'm saying is fuck that stealing shit. The bitch say, but Daddy, I'm a thief. And I say, these crumbs that you bringing me, motherfucker, I ain't trying to have that kind of goddamn shit. Man, she say, I hear you. Man, now, I ain't thinking about none of this bullshit, but maybe 3-4 days later, the bitch called me. She said, Dad, I got a big one. I say, all right, meet me at the crib, your spot, blah, 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 blah. And she say, Daddy, no, I really got a big one. I say, what the fuck you got? The bitch say, 31. I say, 31, honey? That ain't no big mother. She said, no, 31,000. So I'm cool, you know what I'm saying? 31,000. I'm acting like it's $12. Well, shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Still meet me at your motherfucking crib. And when I get through fucking with my, whatever I was doing, I'll be over there. But take your ass home. You ain't even got to really bust no more until I get there. So the bitch go home, blah, blah, blah. I'm so motherfucking excited, I barely can hang the phone up before I'm burning rubber toward this bitch house. Man, so once I get there, you know, I got to be cool. So, you know, so the bitch, you know, she got all the money stacked up on the table, you know, and I say, bitch, so I need to count this motherfucking shit. She said, if you don't care about 200 being missing, I say, where the 200 at? She said, I wanted to go and I wanted to cut and they wanted me to wait and I just gave the cab driver 200. I tell the bitch, well, yeah, you know, you had to get away. So you saying this is like 30,800? The bitch say, yeah. So I get the money and I tell the bitch, look, I'm finna go put this up and I'll be back. The bitch, you can see her. She just let down. Her face is just, just sad. Now, let me ask you something, bro. Why did I stay with that bitch when she gave me that money?
Because you can't be bought. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Don't say nothing else. Exactly. I can't be bought. So what I'm saying is, how is that bitch or any bitch going to know that?
By your actions.
By the way you play it, like it ain't shit. Like, okay, bitch, don't say you did 31,000, bitch. Okay, go ahead and give me some more. You know,
you kind of right. You kind of right, but not really. What I'm saying is this. She got to see it. Every motherfucker can say, man, ain't that a bitch? Money don't move me. Woo, woo, woo. You know, bitch, woo, woo. Yeah, come with 50 racks. See what a nigga do. Nigga be scared to go outside. Why? Because you got that big thing. I'm saying you got to think about that shit because that bitch, she's looking at you. So I told the bitch, I say, look, I'll be back. Now, I left, and I went, got a gram of cane, got me some weed, you know, went and put that money up. And then on the way back to the bitch, I got to thinking, man, all that bullshit I was talking is going to be fake bullshit if I even come back. So, man, I went to the after hours. Fuck the bitch. About, I don't know, a gang of hours later, you know, I'm on full. I call a bitch, and she mad. You know, she, you can hear she mad. You know what I told that bitch? I told her, until you get a brand that you can motherfucking heat up and then brand my forehead with the amount of money that's cool for me not to do what the fuck I want to do, bitch, you just get me my motherfucking money. I was coming over there, but fuck you. I'm going to another bitch house. Let me tell you. Now, of course, I didn't broker for that 31, so I'm thinking, this bitch gonna be gone. Because, you know, you break a bitch for 31,000, she expect for you to hit that pussy and all kind of shit. But no, I'm doing this shit. Man, not the next night. I'm talking about after I had called her that morning and told her I was doing something else. Later on that night, when the bitch went to work, the bitch came in with 8 more thousand and didn't ask me shit. Didn't want shit. Just told me, when she told me about it, she say, it's going to be here when you get here. And I told that bitch, hey, look, woo-woo, whatever I said, I'm going to fuck around in the after hours, blah, blah, blah. But let me tell you something, I went straight to that bitch crib. You know why? Because what I'm saying is when a motherfucking bitch stand up, you can't expect her to do what you would do when you see you stood up. When you see you stood up, that shit going to last. And it's going to keep you, you know, strong for a long time. But when a bitch stand up, this is only going to keep her strong for a minute. So you got to reward that bitch when she stands up.
Yeah, I was just about to say that shit.
You got to reward her because it ain't about the money. It's about you standing up. And bitch telling me it's going to be here when you get here, man, I'm in a hurry to get there. And when I get there, not only am I tearing your motherfucking pussy up, I'm taking you out like a bitch that been paying me. And you do that shit, and the bitch forever will not ever associate what you do with her with the money she pay you. That's game. And it takes a little while to put that shit together because game ain't right now. Game is thinking something that's going to happen in 2 weeks and you able to play your hand until them 2 weeks is up and get what the fuck you want. That's some game. That other shit, yeah, 2 weeks, I should be blocked. 2 weeks come, you didn't forgot what you should have got. You ain't even thinking about that shit no more. Real motherfuckers think about that shit 2 weeks down the line, a month down the line. Just kicking it with y'all. Charles, with your woman, and all you motherfuckers that got women that's unappreciative, they're not unappreciative. You're unassertive. You're not demanding your fucking appreciation. You're just being a sucker because you go do some shit knowing she ain't gonna appreciate it. And when she don't appreciate it, you say, well, I really shouldn't expect it because of blah, blah, blah. No, man, you ain't getting what you should be expecting. That's why you should. Damn, you know, when I get to really kicking it, man, I get the heat cups, man. I don't know why it's mental. I know it's a mental thing with me, but anyway, what I'm saying, bro, is you got to stand up. You don't want to slap the bitch and none of that kind of shit. But you got to let them know you're keeping your dick out the pussy. You motherfucking going to let them know if you know, you want to be my roommate, you know, for about a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks before I didn't had enough. You can. You know, but if you, you know, want to straighten your hand up in those 2-3 weeks that I'm going to be going through this shit, I mean, I'm with that because I would prefer, and you start macking on her. But at the same time, don't give in to the shit. Move out. Go to get a weekly, a motel. Just be gone a week, you know, but let the bitch know that you ain't having it no more. And all that conversation, she don't hear you because you talk shit. You just air. She know that. So whatever you said is going in one ear, not the other one. Because whatever you say, you don't make a move to show her that you serious. You just be talking. That nigga been with his partner tonight, so he riled up. So I'm just listening to it. Bitch, please. I'm leaving. And that motherfucker didn't believe me, man. That motherfucker didn't believe me. And I just went. I had my dog with me because the nigga was talking about hurting me. Because I never let my fucking dog in the house. That motherfucker was in the crib. I'm getting my shit. Throwing my shit in the car. And the bitch said, what you doing? I told her this. I'm moving to Vegas. She said, you moving to Vegas? She said, call me when you get your room, when you check in your room. Because the bitch thought I was going to some kind of hotel or something. Because she thought I was bullshit. Man, I went to Vegas. Called that bitch and told her. She said, well, where you at? I said, I'm in Vegas. You in Las Vegas? Hey, like she thought I was bullshit. Look, my point is this, brother. If you show them you serious and they continue doing whatever is fucked up, then she's showing you that you ain't got no future with her. And you got to be man enough to see it. Now, if you stand up and she say, well, wait a minute, and she start changing, then all you did was what you needed to do to get your woman straight. So my point is, it's all on you, every bit of it. In my life, nothing is on the woman. I ain't trying to have no goddamn woman have some kind of situation where she can say something on me. So, hey, look, everybody's still on. 908, I'm sorry, man, for keeping you waiting so long. Sean, I'm going to get you in a minute. Go ahead, 908.
Yeah, Rosebud, how you doing? Hey, that last story you just gave, right? Now, that really opened my eyes because, see, I would have did things a lot different, right? Because my first concern was, they're like, where did this money come from? Unless I would have had her take a cab back to I would have had her take a cab somewhere else because if that money came from some gangsters and they try to chase her down, they're going to do everything they can. And when they catch her, they might torture her to find out who her man was behind her. I would have did everybody. My mind would have been on.
Hey, but check this out, bro. Hold on. You're telling a long story about nothing because, see, you don't know shit about gang. The bitch ain't getting away of us a gang. Hold on, man, and listen. Hey, bro. Bro. Hey, see, people like him, I just cut them off because I ain't trying to hear that bullshit. What I'm saying is this. In gang, the bitch that steal whatever she steal, if she get out that fucking hotel, that bitch gone. Why? Because she know what she doing. She already is up on how to get away and what to do to get away. And what she know and what this fool on the phone don't know is that she ain't getting out the room if shit ain't cool. Period. That's why if they get out the room, they ain't running. They just finna rush and do what they doing and get the fuck on. Period. Now you suck a motherfucker. If you want to talk now, what? I got you back on. Come on, 908. Everybody be quiet and let 908 talk.
I was saying how I would have did different, but I don't know the whole 63 treatment or the teachers. You might have gained a girl. I'm just going by what I just heard you talk about briefly.
Yeah, but what does what you heard and what I'm talking about have to do with anything, man? Because what I'm talking about is what motherfuckers that do this shit or live this life do. Now, you can hear about me talking about a goddamn race car. Are you going to tell me how to drive one because you hear it?
Wait a minute. What makes you
answer the goddamn question, man?
What?
Answer the question. I said, just because you heard me talk about something don't mean you should comment on it. Otherwise, if I'm a race car driver and I'm telling you about driving a race car in some hairy situation, are you going to start telling me about driving a race car and you ain't even a race car driver?
No, that's not the thought. That wasn't
yeah,
the point.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is, why are you going to tell me what the fuck you'll do, and you ain't no motherfucker to do that shit?
Because in the beginning, when you first brought it up, I thought you were, like, posing a small question along with it. All right? So if I made a mistake, I apologize for my mistake. But as far as being a sucker go, oh, no, we just did things differently. No, I got a different
way. Calm your motherfucking ass down so people can hear you.
I'm not a pimp, never was, never claimed to be, but I was a time man, and I'm not too far much younger than you are. And my thing was I was able to avoid death threat situations, right? That's what just got me is how closely and scary this shit could have been, right?
No, listen. The real streets is like that. It's no close. There is real like that. Your life is gone in a second. Something you thought wasn't shit, it can be the end of your goddamn life. And you really have to emphasize that. Listen to me, man. You really got to emphasize that with women that put themselves in certain positions. But why you have to emphasize that is because if that bitch get in a situation and call you, you got to decide if you coming. Period.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This shit is about me. This ain't about no bitch. If that motherfucker call me talking about whatever, I gotta add up real quick. Is she the bitch I gotta come, you know, and rescue or something? Or is she a bitch that I don't know about? I wish I would even consider going somewhere to help a bitch in some trouble that's been paying me for 3 months. But I don't know if that bitch worth it. Bitch, whatever you done got in, you better get out. Because if you don't, fuck you and damn you. I know how fast a motherfucker's life can be taken. That's why I ain't putting my life on the line because I didn't suck my dick in some bitch pussy. No, bitch, you got to show me through what you do that you worth what I'll do. Because I'll put my shit on Front Street. Call me. I remember a bitch called me in Hollywood. You know, this is before I learned the shit I'm saying. I went, and there was some Chinese motherfuckers or Japanese or whoever. But anyway, I said whatever. Motherfucker, I'll fuck you. Man, this dude whooped some karate on me so fast. And he like, kicked me twice in the stomach. Before he landed, he only jumped one time. The motherfucker kicked me twice in the stomach. I looked at that motherfucker. But they was visiting from wherever. I said, motherfucker, I'll fuck you up. And they ran. But I had already got fucked up. And I looked at that bitch. And I told her, if you ever call me again on some shit. Because they left. Evidently, they wasn't as bad as they was acting. If you call me on some shit like this again, I'm going to fire you, bitch. Because, hey, and check this out. I had to drive home with a footprint in my stomach. That was enough for me to know. Never put your motherfucking self on Front Street. Unless it's really, you know, they about it, man. That's just how it go, man. Hey, look, I'm going to let y'all put y'all back in because I got some more shit to talk. But see, I love this kind of shit. You see how much shit we talk about when you motherfuckers punch one and, you know, we just get to kicking it. The thing is, that's what I want my show about. Because I ain't trying to make any of you motherfuckers who describes yourself as a Mac or a player or a hustler or whatever the fuck word you describe yourself as, I ain't trying to make you insecure. I'm trying to get all you motherfuckers to step it up a notch and be yourself. You ain't got to be pretending that you're this person or that person because their definition kind of fits you. Some motherfucker definition, he might be a lumberjack. And because he liked to be outside and he liked to, you know, cut his shit down and make shit, That don't mean because I like to be outside and look at butterflies, I want to be a lumberjack. I mean, that's how, you know, serious this is. If you step it up, let me just put it to you like this. The main reason I want you to step it up is there is a such thing as different titles, player, mag, hustler, you know. But the thing is, they all have real lives. And if you're not doing what that person's real life involves, then you're not that person. But see, to you guys, you are. Because you know the definition. And you identify with the definition. See, I am the definition of what I identify with. I'm not saying I'm the best or the only whatever. I'm saying if I say I'm a person that call my own shots because I have developed whatever it is that allow me to call my shots, I'm telling you the truth. And I really live like that or off of that. You got to understand, for an old motherfucker to be able to do this shit continually, you got to give me credit. Not that I want you to say, excuse me, I'm spinning this shit, I got them hiccups. Not that I want you guys to say, Rosebud, you know, you're a motherfucker, you this, you that. No, that's not really what I'm looking for. I'm just trying to get you to stop pretending. Stop faking. Stop believing the bullshit you tell yourself. And when you grow out of that fantasy of virtual reality, you'll begin to get real with yourself. Because that is what is missing. Everything I'm talking about tonight is about being real with who you are, accepting what who you are requires to be you. The more you do that, the easier it's going to be for that to happen. I'm telling you guys, when it comes to a woman, it shouldn't matter how attractive she is at the point of meeting her. As a matter of fact, I like the ones that's not so attractive. Because how she look should be the last goddamn thing you see when you are at that motherfucking bitch. Why? Because I know all of what I'm getting ready to tell you. And I don't tell you shit, anything to do, without telling you how and why it's done. And I could do this because I ain't a fake nerd who figured out some kind of bullshit, you know, and started some kind of goddamn website or blah, blah, blah. I didn't live what I'm talking about, and I didn't live it for over 40 years. There's several reasons why you should not pay attention to how a woman look when you meet her. The main one is you don't want to be swayed by her beauty. And another one, is she's going to look hella different after dealing with you. I know dealing with me is going to make whatever woman way more beautiful. I know she's going to feel way more beautiful after fucking with me. And you get this kind of shit done by making little suggestions to her that's going to compliment her lipstick, or maybe you need or try a different color, woo-woo, whatever, little suggestions, get her to thinking about stuff. So you don't want to, you know, sound like you trying to change her, nor do you want to sound like you trying to improve her. You just want to sound like you're interested in how she looks, and you want to understand how she wants to look. Now, why you do all that? Because when you get that bitch to open up, this is what gets you close to her. And if you want to know why you want to get close to her, how you going to charge a bitch for real if you don't get close to the motherfucker? Come on, man. You guys are so fucking slow. Look, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going. You know what? I was supposed to have my nigga on today, Tay. He's going to be on next Sunday. But he wasn't on because he was with his mama on Mother's Day. Tay's 70, and he still got his mama. Come on, man. That is some dope. 216, what's happening?
What's up, bud?
Nothing, what's happening?
Man, when you say about attraction not being the most important thing, like I dig that, you know what I'm saying? I done dealt with a lot of pretty bitches, man, that ain't about shit, you know? But in the long run, though, man, like, you know, ultimately, if you're looking for a, you know, a long-term type of thing, man, you want to be attracted to your woman, man. You know what I'm saying, right?
Bro, I don't disagree with that, but what I really want to hear from you is, what do you mean attraction? Because what I'm saying is, rack your mind, rack your brain. What fine bitch is in a long-term relationship that you know of?
That's true. That's true.
No,
I mean,
no.
I
why
see
is it
about,
true?
You know,
why is it true, bro?
Because they just got so many options. You know what I'm saying? It's,
no,
it's hard,
man,
for a bitch to really.
No, it's because they're fake. They're not real. They do not want a real relationship because they've never had one, because they've never allowed themselves to be a normal girl. Otherwise, a normal girl of 6, if you catch that bitch, she don't know her motherfucking hips is banging. She don't know she got a motherfucking ass that won't quit. Why? Because she ain't tripping on her face. She ain't tripping on this or that. So outwardly, she look like a 6. But when you start kicking it with her, fucking the shit out that bitch gonna start seeing her and herself in another way. She gonna start wearing more appealing to her shape clothes. She gonna start putting better makeup on. The next thing you know, that bitch gonna be an 8 or a 9. And you created her, and she's gonna see she's an 8 or a 9, and she's gonna think you created her. And what's gonna make her a 10 is when she start paying you like that 8 or 9 looking bitch would get versus that 6 looking bitch. So I'm saying,
right, okay,
you know, it's all about you and what you think. It is nothing. This life has nothing to do with the women you have. It has everything to do with how you think about the women you have, and how you think about the women you have is going to determine how those women fuck with you. As long as that's under your control, you cool. Ain't nobody getting a fuck with me that I'm not in control in. I don't give a fuck if I like you a whole bunch and I'm see myself letting, you know, different shit go. I'm going to say something to make you want to leave. Hurry the fuck up and get out of here. I ain't trying to, you know, put myself in a position to where, you know, some bitch is fine enough. Get a little fine motherfucker come into your crib and sit up talking to you. You looking at her legs. Next thing you know, you could. I done did it. Slip and start talking about some other shit. But when I see that I done did that, I'm, bitch, you got to go. Whatever I got to do to get the bitch out of my house, she getting out. Because I ain't finna be sucker for no bitch, period. I'm finna be
that,
rosebud, bit of dose on a motherfucking bitch. Hey, you guys, this is an hour. Look, I complain about shit, but you see that the only thing I really complain about is what I want. And what I want is a talk show, just like this one was, you know. But I want this coming from the very beginning. I don't give a fuck what you got to talk about. I used to, because I was finding out who I am and what I need to do. But I already know that shit now. So I know I want a talk show with motherfuckers with hella different things to talk about so that I can fucking try to help. And with that, I'm out.